Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Mike Rizzo. He's the president and GM of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank, cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming off the six-game road trip, you guys won four of those. Pretty good road trip for you, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was pretty successful. We swung the bats really well and, hope to bring some of that momentum home and have a nice homestand for us.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of talk about that run over that four-game stretch, almost 40 runs in four games. Kind of crazy. Scored 10 runs in one inning. What were you noticing in that four-game stretch?
You know, just noticing, you know how it goes. It's just such a momentum thing when, a few guys that get it going and then you move the line and guys are getting good pitches to hit. We stayed in the zone much better. Our chase rate was way down. And we got some good pitches to hit and hit them hard. And, you know, when you start doing that and like I said, you get some momentum offensively, it seemed that, all the hard balls go through, all the bloopers, drop in, and, it's a fun series. So, I always say hitting is contagious and it's cyclical. And it's when you're hot, you have to score some runs. And when you're not, you have to scratch for runs. So, that was kind of the road trip that we had. It was a good offensive road trip, and the pitchers kept us in games, and the bullpen was solid. We played pretty good defense, and, we ended up beating two pretty good teams, taking two series.
Mike, I'm going to ask you a personal question. In your line of business,
right,
when's the last time you took a summer vacation? Because you definitely can't take one this summer because you're in a busy stretch now. The draft is in mid-July.
So you can never do one, right?
I'm like, when's the last time you took a summer vacation in your life, Mike Rizzo? We love summer vacations.
Never.
We thrive
never
on them.
Never.
Never?
Never one time. Even when we were kids, we were always playing Little League and baseball. So, we never took a summer vacation.
Yeah, fall
not
vacation.
Many vacations. Not many vacations in this job, for sure.
So you've never been to a beach in the summer.
Well, I've been to beaches, but you can't go away for any extended period of time. And we've never gone to Italy for 2-3 weeks in the summer or anything like that. It's you've you know, the nature of this beast is you've got a, you know, we've got a game every day. It separates. I've said it a million times. Baseball is separated because you play 162 games in 185 days, and it's a physical, mental, and emotional grind, and it's what makes this sport so unique.
I think I'm taking three vacations in like the next 8 weeks. I'm the anti-Mike Rizzo. Yeah.
Now he goes away on, in the winter.
I understand.
Yeah. And he gets his winter meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here when you guys are on vacation, okay. So don't worry. Right. I'll hold the fort down for you.
We need that. Yes.
But does he have? Do you have an exotic locale though that you do like to get out to whenever you do get out?
You know, I travel a lot. You know what I mean? So a vacation for me is I don't want to. You know, I've been to Europe a couple of times, you know, my vacation, I've been all over the world. Wherever they play baseball, I've been to, but right. I haven't been to Europe much. I've been to Italy one time in my life. So, you know, that was probably the coolest thing that I've ever done is that Italy trip.
You don't strike me as a guy that wants to just, like, put on his fancy bathing suit and a chair and crack a beer and just hang out at the beach for a week.
Oh, I bet he likes that from time to time. From
time to time, I don't mind that, but yeah, I can't do it for a day. You know, it's you know, that might be on one afternoon agenda where you know you could take a nap by the pool for a couple hours, but
for a week.
You can't sit on the chair.
You can't do two bottles of Jack that week and just you know. All right, just one.
That's your vacation.
I mean, he's probably always thinking about baseball. Always thinking about the team.
Has to be.
I get it.
Hey.
Well, yeah. The you know the calendar, baseball calendar is 12 months, 24/7, man.
That's, right. Talk about Hassel that you guys called up because, and we'll get to Dylan Cruz here in a second, but talk about Hassel who you called up when Cruz went to the IL. And in that four-game stretch when you scored 38 runs, he went 8 for 20. Hmm. I mean, he was just on a heater in that four-game stretch.
He gets to stick around, right?
Yeah, talk about Hassel. And then is he going to stay when Cruz comes back?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, he was an important part of the Soto trade, and we really coveted him. We like him a lot, and you know, we think he's a five-tool kind of player. You know, he's a good defender. He runs really well. He throws well. He's got bat-the-ball skills. He's going to come into his power. He showed it at the AAA level, you know, right before we brought him up. So, you know, he's a good player. He can really play defense in center field, really run the bases, and he's a good hitter. This guy was if you believe the top prospect thing, you know, he was coveted by, you know, all the national writers and magazines as one of the best prospects in the game. The problem with him is he got hurt 2 years in a row, you know, and the injuries that he sustained are very, very difficult injuries to play baseball with. You know, when he had the hamate surgery, which is the hamate, the hook on the let's call it by the wrist or the thumb area where he had to get it removed, and then he tore some ligaments in the thumb and jammed the thumb. So he's had these hand and wrist injuries for it kind of set him back almost a year and a half, 2 years for his progression. So this guy is a really good player. He's going to be a big part of our future. And what we're going to do with him when all these outfielders come back, you know, we're going to figure it out because it usually figures itself out. Mm-hmm. But if our greatest worry is we have so many great players that we don't have enough spots for them, I can live with that.
Right.
All right. So you want to talk about Dylan and his recovery? His last game, I believe, was May 20th.
Yeah, you know, that's the oblique thing is that's a painstaking, difficult rehab to get through. You know, it's typically 4 to 6 weeks, so we don't see anything out of the ordinary with Dylan's injury. You know, it was on a swing. It was it was an oblique, and we kind of know how to treat it. And it just takes time to heal, and that's the issue with that. Otherwise, if you rush it too quickly, you know, you re-injure it, and you could tear stuff and make it worse.
Right.
So, You know, he's on pace to be ready when he's ready, and when he's prepared, you know, he's going to be in the big leagues, and we're going to we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the outfield.
What about your guy Brady House? Grant, I didn't quite realize this, that, you know, with his bomb yesterday, he's now like on a 32 homer pace at AAA. Is the timeline accelerating with him? Is that somebody that we could look forward to seeing, you know, maybe later this season? What's the deal?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him for sure. So, I mean, you know, he's a really good player. You know, let's not forget, you know, he's younger than about 80% of the players that will be drafted in this year's draft still.
Wow.
So, you know, he's a very young player.
How old is he?
You know, 21.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 21 in AAA, and he's a very young player. I think he'll be 22 in another month or so. So he's in the right spot for his development, where we want him to be. He's improved. His walk rate has come up a little bit, which was a point of emphasis. His strikeout rate has come down a tick, which is, you know, kind of what we've been wanting him to do. And he's getting more experience at third base since, you know, after we drafted him, we moved him to third a couple of years ago. He's doing everything he needs to do to get to the big leagues, and barring injury, he's going to get to the big leagues and be a great player for us, and you know, and a big part of what we're trying to achieve here.
Hey, I wanted to get your take on a play last night in the Cub game. I believe it was the fourth inning. The Cubs had come back and they tied it at three, but there was a ground ball. So Crow Armstrong was on third. I believe nobody out. Carson Kelly hits a ground ball to Tania at third, and Armstrong looked like he had a big enough lead where he was possibly going to go on the throw, and he took a step towards home plate, and then so Tania thought, okay, well, I can get him and I can try and tag him out, but he didn't get him because Armstrong dove back in the third and he didn't make the throw to first. What was your take on that play?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a play that was, contingent on, you know, not a lot of experience at third base.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a speedster runner on third base. You know, the play there is to look him back to third and you throw to first. And then, if he runs, the first baseman throws home. And because you looked him back, you should get him at home. But he runs so good and he's so fast. Obviously, it's in our advanced report. You got to watch out for this guy. He can really run. So I think it was he was overcompensating. He was overcautious. What has to happen there is you get the runner to take a step back to third. You throw a good firm throw to first base,
right?
And then you deal with if he's going to try and score, you throw him out at the plate. If you know, but you got to get him out there,
right?
That's the key thing. And I think lack of experience and then the knowledge of how fast this runner is. Speed causes havoc with defenses, and that was a prime case of it right there.
I was thinking if he just takes a couple steps towards Crow Armstrong, like runs towards him, because it was a hard hit ball. So I think he's going to get. It's not like Kelly's a fast runner. If he takes a couple steps towards Crow Armstrong, Armstrong's definitely going to get back to third, and then he can make the throw and get the out at first.
Yeah, I think that would have been that was the thing to do, right?
It's, yeah.
He took a jab step at him,
yeah.
And he Armstrong went back a little bit, but then he was worried that he's still going to score. So, but you know, you're right. The Kelly's a catcher; he doesn't run great. You know, you throw him out at first base, and then you take your chances at home plate.
Mike, I always like ask you sort of like historical kind of questions, like putting your career. You've had such a big career in perspective. I have asked you before. I think like maybe your greatest find or your greatest draft pick. I think you said Robbie Ray, maybe, right? Did you draft him really late and he just developed? Was that the guy that you said at one point? Maybe.
He was one of our good late draft picks.
Right.
He was one of Cy Young or so, and I think we got him in the 10th or 11th round or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is, first of all, when you made that Soto trade and now it's really coming to fruition for you guys with all these guys on the come and, you know, going to be on the roster, it looks like, for a long, long time. At that time, was that the biggest trade of your professional career?
I think so, for sure. I mean, it was the most, the most important, I think. I mean, it was the most, you know, the, you know, there's the, you know, there's different degrees of trade, and you know when you're at the trade deadline, you're flipping players, and some are more valuable as trade assets than others, and that type of thing. But you know, the world was watching the Soto trade, and I think that that those trades are so difficult. That's I think that we get good reviews, because when you trade players like that, it's hard to get enough value back, because you're trading such a great player away, and oftentimes you get quantity, but maybe not the quality that that the player that you're trading away deserves. So I think that certainly was probably the most visual trade that we ever made. It was the most talked about, and leading up to it, and since then. So I'm tired of talking about it. But,
I'm sorry. Yeah. But what was it?
It was a long time. It was a long time ago, and reporters still want to talk about what.
Well, you know why?
I said, I don't want to talk about it.
Right,
well, I know. Listen, it probably got to be painful to trade a guy like Juan Soto, but it's something you had to do, and you did it, and now these guys are coming to fruition. I think that's why, because now these young players are coming through. But what was your greatest trade, without saying like you hoodwinked the other person, but like it was just a great trade for you? Was it actually that one, or is it something else?
What about Trey Turner?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, Trey Turner was an impactful trade for us. It was another drafted and developed player from us, in a player named Steven Souza, who we drafted out of high school. And we developed. He became the trip. He was the minor league player of the year that year, there was a demand for him, and we had focused in on Trey Turner, and don't forget we got Joe Ross in that same trade, and. We had to use some strategy to allow us by rule to trade for Trey Turner, because he was drafted, wasn't a calendar year past his draft date, his signing date. So, they created a new rule because of that trade. Mm.
All right, Mike, appreciate the time, buddy. Safe drive into Nats Park, and let's get Mackenzie Gore a win tonight.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.